Y'all know who it is. It's your boy Rod. You know, Mr. Dacker Man himself, Mr. Hard Worker himself. Tighten up, everybody. Tighten the fuck up.
The long shot he had was the bribe and shit to lose. Like, that was the longest shot he had.
You didn't take
no money. Take the money. So if they do fire you, you got, like, hey, I need that.
Man, the original shit started, man. I don't want no smoke with the Leak, a.k.a. Martin, man. It's just me chilling today. Got this bullshit-ass Cowboys that's supposed to be going to the playoffs.
How y'all feeling about the first quarter of the season so far? Are we 25 games in now?
Well, last year around this time, I was looking at the lottery already. So, for me personally, blessing to be able to see my team turn the corner and continue to improve as we continue to get a little more healthier going into the season. Hopefully, we stay that way, knock on wood. I'm happy with the way my team is playing right now.
Just your common sense. Asshole, eye nature, poor motherfucking answer. Y'all know what it is. It's the Lakers Nation. Throw that out there, too. Mr. Yeah. Please, someone beat the Cowboys. All that shit.
I would literally take any guard on your roster for Russ right now.
I'm sure the Lakers would take Ricky Rubio light for Russell Westbrook right now.
I sure the fuck would.
Let me tell you something.
Straight up, too. They'll trade him straight up. No pitch, no money consideration.
I'll throw in a future second. Just here.
Glory, bro.
Just have it.
Throwing in a draft pick for Russell Westbrook and Ricky Rubio light is crazy.
You know what it is. He's Zero Dark 30 himself. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Blackout season coming soon. It's Malik the motherfucking God.
Yeah.
Let's get that. Trade deadline coming up Thursday. Who needs to be traded?
Julius Randle! Get him the fuck out of here! Right now! What are we talking about here?
Wow. Oh. Malik, you want to go?
I'm enough.
We outside. We outside. Conversations at the top.
Yo. What's popping, my guy?
What's good. Watch your mouth.
Long time no see from my boy. Got my boy Mr. M with me. Got my boy Mark. You know what I'm saying?
All right. When I pull up, nobody else here. What's the odds of that? What are the fucking odds?
Hey, man, you know, sometimes things, you know, life happens. You know how we get down, though.
Shit, I'm living proof. Yeah.
You know how we give it up, though, man. Yeah. Episode 121, Conversations at the Shop, man. Make sure y'all tap in and follow us on all streaming platforms, bro. Twitch, Spotify, Apple, Google, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast, man. Also, make sure you shop with us, merchattheshop.store, you know. So y'all go get you some merch. Speaking of that, I got to re-up on the joints. So get some merch. Shop with your boys, man. Let's go on hop into the hottest news of the day.
Jesus Christ.
Black history happened last night. We are now taking over 2 months now, February and March.
That's a good way of looking at it, I guess. That was definitely history.
My boy Will Smith smacked fire out of Chris Rock. Disrespecting his wife. Keep his wife's name out of his mouth, man. Hey, man. Let me know how you feel about the situation. I feel a way, but I don't feel a way. Like, I feel like Will did it backwards, bro. He went back. Like
he should. You felt like he shouldn't have smacked him.
No, I felt like he should have said the whole "keep my wife's name out your mouth" first,
and then go smack him.
But then, if he would have kept going with the joke, then go.
Smack him.
But and then instead of him,
that's my thing too, Gerard.
The order is out of whack.
It was the no tolerance. Will was smiling. So I didn't think it was like that. Like it was on sight. But if Will would have just had the natural reaction to get up immediately and just go up there and slap the shit out of him, I'd have been like, all right. He defending his wife. That was to me a natural reaction. It looked like it was like Jada wasn't feeling the joke. You could tell on her face. So it was like Will was laughing, but he must have looked over at Jada like, oh shit, let me go over here, slap the shit out this nigga real quick, man. Nah, I can't have it. Like that shit wasn't natural. It wasn't natural, and then the slap itself wasn't natural. Like what? Maybe it was a warning shot. Maybe he was just trying to let him know, like, look, I could knock you out with this slap, but I'm just going to just give you look up. I don't know what kind of slap that was. I don't know. That whole shit just weird. That whole slap shit is weird.
Man, I think it was wild, bro. It was just wild seeing it. Because then
would you ever thought, you see that, bro? Will Smith? Out of all the people that you thought might just wow the fuck out, it's a lot of them. It's a long list of niggas that we could just be like, oh, yeah, he just walked up and slapped the shit out of nigga. Oh, yeah, that's him. Will Smith, bro, in 2022?
Nah, man.
Watch your mouth, man.
I didn't see it coming. I don't think Chris saw it come, but then like when I watched it, I was like, damn, he smacked the shit out of him. And then I watched it like 3 times. Mind you, I was at work. We had 3 midnight last night. It was about 10 o'clock. So there wasn't nobody in there. The wrestling fan in me came out and was like, bruh, he looked like he telegraphed it. Like it was like Chris leaned in.
Yeah.
Hey, this shit looked
that shit looks staged until like you slow it down and you was like, nah, well, that was, it had a little something behind it, maybe.
It had a little something behind it, but don't we see that in wrestling all the time, bro? Like,
yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. You do have to kind of take some shots to kind of really like sell that shit. You might have to take a real, like these, like the wrestlers take harder shots than that. So,
and like,
that is true. That's true.
I ain't gonna say that it was. I'm gonna say I felt it was staged somewhere in there, but
maybe it was the slap. It was the
Chris Rock lean in for me. Like Chris did
and
this.
Then he, yeah, Will was yes. Chris was looking like, don't make it hurt too bad. Like, nah, nigga.
Don't hit me.
They tried to act like Chris took that hoe on the chin like a real gangster or something. Like, nah, he was kind of like, nah, man. But I mean, hey bro. I've been seeing it like Shannon Sharp, bro. And Stephen A. Smith been going off, right? They don't understand, bro. It's 2022. Times have changed, bro. I know about the times where comedians used to just be able to say whatever. They used to say some wild shit. You know, they used to get on you if you, like, had one eye. Or you had one leg. If you had an arm. Like, they would still get on you about that. You might not be able to do that in 2022. Niggas is different. Niggas' mindset is different. Hey, bro, watch your mouth. It can get the shit slapped out of you, even on national fucking television at the most important event in your industry. It can get the shit slapped out of you, man. You better watch your fucking mouth, man, for real.
You're right, Fred. But I'm just saying, though, it just, to me, I mean, I get it. I think the order was wrong. Like, it's not walk up, smack a nigga first. It's, hey, bro, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Hey, what up, E? Yeah.
It's keep my wife's name out your mouth. And then if he would have been like, well, shit, she look like a bald-headed gerbil. Like, then it's like, all right, now it's time to get some furniture moving, some shit like that. But, like, I don't know.
Will ain't having it. And then we're having it. But, and then another thing is, bro, like, I don't know if Chris Rock knew what he would get slapped for. So, like, to your point, like, he probably should have said, hey, yo, keep my wife's name out your mouth, because just him telling that joke, I'm sure he didn't think he was going to get up there and get slapped for that joke. A G.I. Jane joke? Like, bro, do you know how old that movie is? Do you know how old that joke is? Like, there's a lot of bald-head women that get that's been getting that joke for years. So maybe he didn't think he was going to get the shit slapped out of him, but watch the mouth, Chris Rock.
Hey, Chris Rock got a world tour, by the way.
What you mean he got a world tour?
He going on tour in like a month, I want to say.
Is he going to be able to speak?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Eric, I know Jada got alopecia. And she done had it for a minute. And she done already came out and said it. But, like, Jada ain't never had long hair, really, bro. Like, she always had short hair. I mean, it might, you know, it's a sensitive subject or whatever, but
it's a sensitive subject, bro. People with certain conditions, you don't know how they feel. And for me, it was the fact that if she came out on her red table talk, that means she really felt that. Cause that's, she don't just be talking about anything when it comes to that shit. If she came out on her show and was, you know, putting her heart in, you know, just putting her heart in the sand, you know, they, this is what's going on with my air condition. Hey, you can't tell people how to take jokes at the same time, especially about their condition.
True that. I ain't saying that, you know, the alopecia thing is a joke or nothing like that, but like.
And you got to go off your wife too. See, me personally, my wife, I know my wife, she wouldn't have liked that shit. If she had a condition like that, my wife ain't gonna take this shit. She wouldn't have liked it. So I probably would have had to do the exact same thing Will did. I would have had to go up on stage and slap the shit out of him, because my wife would have been feeling disrespected. It's just what it is. Some women might have took it and been like, I don't like the joke, but fuck her. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I guess you just gotta go by the woman too. Will felt like he had to go up there and prove something. Y'all been talking shit about that man all that August. I seen the shit. Y'all been talking shit about that man. He's sick of y'all ass. Y'all been on him since Men in Black. Y'all been on him for a long time.
Yeah, man. Like, it's been a minute. Bro, hold on real quick.
I was gonna say, I can't even see who that is.
It's Malik.
All right, what up, G?
What's good, bro?
Man, chill.
Y'all go ahead and keep talking. I'm finna restart some stuff. Y'all go ahead and keep talking.
What the hell you Malik, keep talking? Man, what the hell am I supposed to be talking about?
So we was all here talking about the Chris Rock and Will Smith situation, and, you know, kind of like what. How would you react, you know, in that situation? That's your wife, you know, Chris Rock tells that joke. Your wife has a hair condition and she ain't feeling the joke. What you do in that situation?
I'm gonna keep it real, bro. I can't. I handle shit differently. You feel what I'm saying? Like, in a situation like that, if I was at the Oscars, be real with you, bro, as much, you knowing as much as they feel about black people at the Oscars, I wouldn't handle it that way, just to be honest, because you always got to be conscious of where you at in any situation, no matter what the disrespect really is.
Right.
So me, I would have probably handled that shit during the commercial break. You know what I'm saying? Because when he said the joke, Will was laughing.
Exactly.
And the only reason why he flipped out was because he see how much it hurt his wife.
Exactly.
Which I get, but at the same time, you got to hold yourself accountable. Like, she probably felt more hurt seeing you laugh than the joke.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So that got to be in the consideration. And maybe Jada looked at Will and saw him laughing. And then all of a sudden, that's when Will was like, oh, okay, well, shit. She caught me laughing. I got to do something.
Dry, what I say?
I got to do something because she saw me laugh. So, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's a, I don't want to say it's a bad look for Will. It's just that I'm starting to feel bad for Will. Like, just all the shit that he went through with Jada, all the memes, all of that shit. You could tell all of that shit came to head at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Because Will gonna ride or die for his woman no matter what. And we see that. But my other point was, him and Chris Rock gotta be friends, bro. Like, you gotta know each other, my nigga. So you know how Chris Rock is, and you know he don't mean no harm. So that's what makes me put most of this on Jada. Yeah, I get that you got a hair condition. It's a sensitive topic for you. But at the same time, all the distress that you caused this man made him wild out in the way that he probably wouldn't have wild out of all that shit that you did to him with the red table and shit. None of that shit probably would have happened. Will probably would have handled that shit the correct way. And I know real women, too. A real woman, regardless if she felt disrespected or not, knowing the status that Will is at and knowing where they're at, Jada should have stopped him from doing that shit. Yo, we'll handle this shit another time.
Yeah.
So it's not Jada's fault that this happened. It's just all the shit she put that man through just came through a breaking point, in my opinion. So I kind of feel bad for Will. That's just how that's my take on it.
Yeah,
I made this point too, Malik. I was saying that Will, Will, he done went through so much with the August. I seen the shit. I'm pretty sure that went to a head. But also, like, in 2022, bro, like, times have changed, bro. Will is from that. He filmed the same era, you know what I'm saying, where comedians used to be able to just get shit off.
Yeah,
it ain't really like that no more. Niggas like, bro, like, just not too long ago, DC Young Fly was on stage and a nigga ran up on stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. These niggas, like, niggas ain't able to take jokes nowadays. So it ain't even like you got to stop being a comedian or stop whatever. You just got to kind of, I don't know, like my name say, watch your mouth. Like,
yeah,
you just never know. You never know. These days, you never fucking know. You don't know what day a nigga having. You don't know what a nigga going through. Hey, some niggas just take shit crazy nowadays, bro. Like, it's a different time.
Right. And I get that. But Chris Rock is up there with the Dave Chappelle's. Like, you know they're going to say what the fuck they want to say at any given time. So that's something that should be expected, especially from somebody like Will. Because I don't think Chris meant any ill intent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it would be different if... And I don't even know if Chris knew. Like, you can't... How do we know that Chris knew about her alopecia, bro? He didn't know. He probably thought he see her daughter rocking with a baldy too. Like, oh, that could be just a hairstyle that y'all got. Unless Chris knew about the alopecia shit, that's different. I still would have handled that shit differently, but then I would get more of Will's side. But if Chris was just making a joke, bro. Man, look, I get that defending your wife shit, but it's a comedian, bro. Like that's the shit that gets to me. Like, you know what he does for a living, dog. Like, and it's let's not pretend like Will Smith don't roast people too. Like, let's stop. You know what? That's my point. Like, yo, bro, let's stop. Like, nigga, you roast people too. Like, you don't know how that person would feel if you talked about somebody. Like, you don't know how they would feel. So it's just, it's just a sad situation, man. And you can't really blame too much to anybody. It's just the shit that got to me was, bro, you at the motherfucking Oscars, bro. You know what black people go through there. You can't control yourself to not handle that shit backstage. And you felt like you had to do that. All right, bro, there's some deeper issues there that you need to deal with.
Like I said, bro, I think that he went about it in the opposite direction, bro. Like he went and smacked the nigga first and then sat down and said, hey, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Right.
Like it, right. He did it backwards. Like that's the only problem I had with it. But even then, I don't have a problem with it because it's like, nigga, I can't tell you how to feel when a nigga joking on your wife, bro. Like
that's my thing.
I'm gonna be real.
I think that part is really getting underestimated. It's the feeling of the woman that you gotta go home with at night. Like, bruh, like it ain't no, I don't know about it being the worst feeling than your wife feeling disrespected and y'all go home and her knowing that you ain't do shit, you ain't say shit. Like, I don't know. Like, well, but like bro, you said, Malik, it's a time and a place to handle it.
Bro, the cameras go off.
I'm in a place to handle it.
The cameras go off. You feel me? Mm. That was my only point. The cameras go off, my nigga. Like, you was fucked up when Denzel and Tyler Perry had to come up to you and talk to you. That's when Will knew he fucked up. Yeah. If Will really felt like he didn't fuck up in that situation, he wasn't wrong, he would have never apologized for the shit. I did what I did. Even
well,
Will
to be, well, to be, well, to be fair, he apologized to the Academy. He didn't apologize to Chris Rock.
Well, him and Chris Rock made up after the show, right?
Yeah, they squashed it after the show.
They made up. They squashed it.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Okay.
So if you had to apologize to the Academy, you knew you fucked up from where? Correct. Correct or not? That show you shouldn't have acted that way where you was at, correct?
Correct. I mean, that's okay. I feel like he could have said what he said in the crowd, and if Chris kept going, then hey, I'm gonna walk on stage and smack this nigga.
Hey, that nigga walked off. Then the way he walked back to his seat though was the most gangster shit.
And he walked back and did not look back. No,
he wasn't expecting anything. That's why I thought it was staged at first. Cause I was like, wait a minute, bro. He walked on stage, he slapped him, turned around, and was like, get myself together. Walking back to his seat like nothing had, like he expected, nigga. You know where Chris Rock from?
I think Chris Rock, honestly, to be real, when I was watching the slow-mo, it looked like Chris Rock was about to rock that nigga. But he thought about where he was at.
Exactly.
Look, when he slapped him, look at the closed fist that he had. He was gonna rock Smith. He was gonna rock Will. But he like, yo, I'm on an Academy. They got me hosting this shit. I can't wild out. Like, I just can't because of where he's at. And he knows what it means to black people. Like, that's my only issue with Will, bro. It's because Will know better, too. It's not like this the baby or some shit. And you know what I'm saying? Like, Will, you know better, bro. You there's so many times you should have won an Oscar and they blackballed you. You know where you at. But it's not
why,
like I
Cole, why would stood up for Cole, his life. Cole, why would Jada slap Laverne Cox? No, you're not slapping that man. why you want her to
but
slap
Cole,
dude?
Cole got a good point. Cole got a fucking good point. They brought up that entanglement shit. That entanglement shit is fine. Like, you put your personal business out there, regardless, my nigga. You can't pick and choose what's okay and what's not to talk on. Like, you can't because you put all your business out there. Make it
baby
land.
Yeah, we're Philadelphia, born and raised. From the playground is where I spend most of my days.
And if you watch the new Bel Air already, you know what Will did in the new joint. So you know what I'm saying? You know how you get down.
That nigga cried too much in that fucking movie too, but that's another story.
Hey man, switching topics because you know I gotta get the little spot. Yesterday we had a battle rap event. You are through any given Sunday. The main event did not go down. Surf vs. Cortez, because Surf was too busy stomping a nigga out yesterday.
apparently, one of Surf homeboys got stabbed up. So, yeah,
I seen a picture of it. The gash looked pretty motherfucking. He said he got 40 stitches, bro. His man's got 40 stitches.
Hey man, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, man. That's what happens. But if I'm not mistaken, I think dude tried to take Surf chain on top of that too, because I think he had Surf chain in his hand too.
He tapped Young MA pockets.
Young MA pockets.
Grabbed a pocket, bro. It was on some shit. And they was like, security just let this random motherfucker up in the room with Surf mama, Surf security. Like, it was wilding, basically. Somehow he got through all that. Man's
got end up getting wrong. That's crazy. And this nigga was on the cane, right?
Yeah. Cause the cane was sitting over there to the side, bro.
Cause like, cause the cane was over there laying next to him. The cane was unconscious too.
But people mad at Surf for what happened yesterday, and I'm like,
nah, bro. You can't. This the thing about battle rap fans, bro. You can't have it both ways. Niggas are shit on battle rappers for not being believable. And then when some real shit go down, they be like, see, man, that's what I be talking about. That's what go on in battle rap. We can't. Hey, bro, listen, sometimes real shit happen. And in this case, if one of Surf niggas got cut up, whatever happened after that is just what happened after that. That's street shit at that moment. Like, that ain't no battle rap shit. Hey, a motherfucker life is on the line at the end of the day when you talking about somebody getting stabbed up. I know it's all that business shit. That's cool. But did you see the wound? You see that stab wound? That was, bro, that's, man. You got to quit playing with people, man. Quit playing with everybody. Everybody has to play, bro, at the end of the day. If people feel like they got to fight for their life, they going to do that.
It was man, like, it seemed like yesterday people just seemed to forget where the fuck they was at. Like, had to be something in the air when niggas didn't know like exactly what the fuck they was going on and just figured they was gonna wild the fuck out. Yesterday was crazy.
Yeah, and Surf made a good point. I heard a part of his, he was on somebody's space yesterday and he was talking about it. He was like, bro, if we all go somewhere together, we all coming home together. Like that's the
bottom line, bro. That's the same thing. It's like when I'm with somebody, bro. If he swing on somebody, I'm swinging on them too, bro. We going down together. We going down together. We got to go down. We going down together. Bottom line, we going home. We going to make it home, bro.
Right, that's the thing, bro. Like, even when we was out in Memphis, it was like, yo, we came together, we leave together. Like, ain't no... Well, it's, man, I'm tired. I'm finna go home.
I had to bring that shit up. You had to bring that shit up.
My bad. My bad.
You good? But it's facts.
But we came together.
That's fine.
Did we leave together?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's how it is, man. But yeah, that was crazy though.
That happened out of nowhere. Like we waiting on the battle, and all of a sudden you see the people on the stage rushing backstage, and now all of a sudden you ain't got no battle. The stream was already trashed to begin with. We missed half the event. That event right there, it was a complete L, a complete loss, all the way up and down.
Why do you always
have a stream all the way to CERT?
Bro, I don't know why Caffeine having streaming problems, but you know what? I'm upset they had streaming problems when my boy Danny was DJing the event.
They kept saying URL kept saying that it was so many people watching that's why they kept having problems.
So what? That's what you want Caffeine for,
right?
That's what I thought.
That shit don't even make no goddamn sense. Why the fuck is this happening? Yeah, I'm gonna be back on the show in a little bit. Let me see what the fuck going on.
For sure. But yeah, y'all, she was wild in battle rap yesterday. I haven't watched the battles yet. I was at work all night, so I didn't get to see none of the shit yet.
I can't judge no battles because the fucking stream kept going out on each one of them. On each battle, the stream would go out on one, bro. On each battle, bro. The most I seen was Danny and Av, I seen that for the most part. We pretty much could tell who won that battle. Av won 2-1. First and third. But the mother two, the streams were so bad you can't even tell.
For sure. Let's go on to this NFL crazy offseason that we're having right now, man.
Jesus.
We've had a lot of moves happen after we do shows. Like we had the first week, we had Deshaun Watson getting signed. We had Aaron Rodgers, all them boys, Devontae Adams, and then it turned around the next week. Now we're looking at Tyreek Hill getting traded. Deebo Samuel's unhappy with his contract in San Francisco.
And Baker Mayfield still looking for a job.
Nobody wants Baker. Nobody wants Baker. How you feeling about this so far, man? How you feeling about this offseason?
The offseason in a whole, I like it. It's a shake up. So it's dope. I'm not excited for my end because my team ain't did nothing at all. This shit that's been going on. My team is actually that's another story. But overall, the offseason, bro, it's going to look totally different now in the AFC. It's going to look a little more balanced. At least it should on paper. It's going to look a little balanced, bro. And somebody is going to get exposed in KFC. I mean, in Kansas City or in Miami. Somebody go get exposed.
Hey, man. Tyreek Hill being a Dolphin, him and Jaylen Waddle, them two niggas is fast as fuck.
That's it.
Their offensive line is not that great. Their quarterback.
Not yet.
Well, they signed an offensive lineman, but he be hurt all the time. Was it Armstead? Armstead stay hurt.
Oh, yeah,
nigga ain't never healthy.
He stayed hurt, but they paid him like he stays healthy. So. he got paid pretty nice.
They got Mozart from the
San. And I'm sure they're gonna draft. I'm sure they're gonna get something in the draft. They got Tyrod. You got Tyrod at quarterback in case two don't work out. Tyrod in New York. Tyrod in New York. I forgot who, but it's somebody else behind. No, Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater.
So, I mean, I don't know how this is going to pan out for the Dolphins. If they offensive line can't hold up, just having these fast-ass niggas on the field,
I don't know, bro. I think they're going to get it together on the offensive line, probably through the draft.
But they traded with the – they first round pick was like 29.
They did trade that damn pick. Shit.
29.
Yeah, they might be in trouble.
They traded a first, a fourth, or a fifth and a sixth, and a fourth and a sixth next year.
Yeah, they might be in trouble. But then again, though, I think they're gonna do a lot of running, I think, too. Like, they probably gonna run a lot of reverses and all these short screens and shit. I don't think they're gonna be really running a whole lot of deep routes, even though they should, But it's Tua, though. It's Tua. I don't expect Tua to just go back and just all of a sudden turn into Patrick Mahomes. I don't. I don't, bro.
I mean, we seen Tua behind a good offensive line in college and seeing how he just, you know,
man, can get the ball everybody around. Everybody cold in college. Everybody cold in bro, I'm sure at some point in college, I'm sure Trevor Siemian was that nigga in college. But now in the NFL, he is not.
I don't know about that, bro.
At some point, he had to be in the NFL, right? At some point, he had to be all right.
Niggas had to, yeah, somebody got to be a backup.
Yeah, he's that.
Somebody got to be a backup. That's what I look at it as. But these offseason moves have been wild, bro. Like, coaching staffs, crazy. I mean, the Titans got Robert Woods for a six-round pick. Like, this seems cheap.
What happened to that Julio talk, though? Remember when y'all signed Julio and I was telling you Julio stayed hurt and you didn't want to hear that shit?
I didn't. So, he did what he did. And I mean...
And now he's just out of there. He's gone. And you brought in Robert Woods. By the way, who's coming off an ACL tear. But go right here.
Yes, Robert is coming off an ACL tear. But, man, look. We still got that other guy, AJ Brown, and
that's it. That's all. That's all you
Derrick
had.
Henry. No, we had Derrick Henry.
But who? What other receiver do you have? If all you got is
Austin AJ Hooper, Brown. You got Austin Hooper. I mean, he had Baker throwing to him, bro. Like,
Austin, just don't do it for me. I'm sorry. Just don't do it for me. It doesn't.
I'm still.
What about at receiver? Who else you got at receiver? Even if you had Woods, you got AJ Brown on one side and Robert Woods on the other side. Who in the slot?
We'll draft one.
Y'all gonna be ass again. Y'all gonna be ass just like us. We both gonna be trash.
First of all, we had a solution to the problem, but this guy got a big ass trade kicker in his contract.
Who?
Ryan Tannehill has a trade kicker in his contract. So, like,
why are you trying to trade Ryan Tannehill? You just signed him to a contract.
Well, he 2 years in and he lost two playoff games. By interception.
You knew that. You knew that when you signed him. You knew that. now after y'all signed him and he keep being who he is, now y'all want to trade him. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all
got to get rid of him.
Y'all signed him to be Ryan Tannehill. He has shown you nothing different than what he is, bro. He is being himself. That is what he do.
To have Aaron Rodgers, but we couldn't pay both Aaron Rodgers and Ryan Tannehill because if we trade him, we got to pay part of his contract.
And Green Bay, I'm sure don't want no part of Ryan Tannehill.
I mean, they were finna keep Devontae, so I mean, shit, might as well.
You know, you ain't finna pay if you ain't paying Devontae. You not paying. Let's move on. Not finna pay no goddamn Ryan Tannehill.
Man. Hey, man, how you feel about Devontae Adams in Oakland? I mean, in Vegas.
That has potential. And then Oakland also got Chandler Jones, too. So, him, then they re-signed Crosby. So, that, on paper, that could be pretty fucking good, bro. I don't know about, you know, Super Bowl and all that shit. I don't know about that. But I can see them maybe making it to the playoffs. Maybe winning the division. They could win the division. I think their division wide open now with Tyreek in Miami. Ain't no telling who might win that bitch.
We were saying this last week, me, Corey, and Malik was talking about it, and we was talking about how they got the best receiving core out there, as in you got Tyreek, Juju, fucking Kelsey, and Nicole Hardman. Like, you can spread the field out and everybody's single coverage, bro. And you know Tyreek can blow the top off, bro. Like,
yep.
Now with Tyreek gone,
it's Hardman, Juju, and Kelce.
Are you really scared of Juju and Hardman?
No.
So it's just Kelce getting double teamed all day.
Pretty much.
So I mean, I think their offense might take a step back.
You think? Hey, listen. When I tell you somebody's getting exposed, I mean somebody's gonna get exposed between the two of them.
And Kansas City has not signed Tyrann Mathieu back. He's still out there.
I don't think they are. They signed Justin Reed from Houston. So I don't think they're gonna sign Tyrann back. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know. They said the Cowboys were looking at him, but if y'all know Jerry Jones, he's not gonna pay him. So there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, that AFC West is looking very crazy right now. Who you all we got? We got
sick, bro. You got Russ in Denver, bro. You got Mack and with the Chargers now.
Him and Bosa on the ends, bro. And then
Mahomes JC and Kelce is still formidable, I guess you could say, but
do you drop them down? Do they think they win the division this year? Especially with their defense being so iffy.
Man, I'm looking at the Raiders right now, bro. I think the Raiders got on paper. I think the Raiders go up. Yeah, that because of that exactly because of their offense, bro. Like they got a lot, bro. You got a lot on offense now, bro. Like Carr really don't have no excuse. God damn, you ain't got no excuse.
And he in the last year of his contract.
Excuse.
And they gave you the contract.
They gave you Devontae. Now you got Renfro. You got Waller, Jacobs in the backfield. You got a lot to work with. Offensive line ain't bad.
Mm-mm.
Not that bad. Your defense should be pretty good. Hey.
With Chandler and Crosby coming off the end, yeah, that should be something wild.
That might be nasty. That could be nasty some game.
But, I mean, Chandler Jones did have 5 sacks against the Titans, and then I think he ended up with, like, 7 for the year.
7 or some shit like that.
Trash. But, you know, it is just, you know, something different, bro. Moving on, bro. Because I don't think okay, hold on, before we go. Before we switch. Tom Brady to the Dolphins, bro. You think he's trying to get traded to the Dolphins or not?
I don't know. I don't know if he's trying to. But I don't think he would mind if he got traded. I don't think so. I don't think he'll mind trading over to throwing to Tyreek every day. But, man, what?
Just throw it down there?
Just put it in the air. Jesus Christ. Nah, we ain't in line with that. He got to keep his ass. He got to stay at Tampa Bay. Fuck this. We can't have that. And that's one the more. Thing, bro. Like I heard that he was talking about it, but I haven't really heard it like confirmed for nobody. I just heard it was a rumor. Like I don't know.
It's a rumor. I believe it's a rumor. I don't think he would say I'm coming back, but I'm going to Miami.
I'm going to Miami out of nowhere. Like, wait, you going where? And it's really gonna look away if Tyreek just got traded over there, then all of a sudden Tom is over there, like, all right, come on now, y'all now. All
right. Y'all couldn't trade him to Tampa Bay? That was the thing?
Y'all couldn't trade him to Pittsburgh?
Another football. Hey, they saying that Debo is upset with his contract in San Francisco. Nah.
And we need a number one receiver.
San Francisco is he's up for an extension this year from what I heard. And he's not liking the numbers because hearing what Tyreek got, hearing what Devontae got, hearing what Robert Woods just signed,
hearing what Robert Wood signed for, hearing what, you know, Julio
probably got paid.
Like, niggas is getting paid out here. Wide receivers is getting paid out here. Yeah. And Debo, like, I run and catch the ball. Like, I play running back too. Like, I need bread. So what are we doing? Like, how you feel about that? You think Debo gonna, with this offseason, I can't even say that.
Yeah, I can't even be sure. I was gonna say, man, San Francisco's smart. They know damn well they're gonna have to pay Debo and they're gonna do it. Having said that, Tyreek is in Miami, people. Tyreek Hill is in Miami. Tyreek Hill plays for the Dolphins. Nigga, Devontae plays for the right. It don't matter. It ain't no telling what the fuck might go on. Ain't no telling. Shit, he could end up with the Cowboys. You know, ain't no telling. He's not gonna end up with the Cowboys. He's not gonna.
That's wild. Switching over to the NBA, man. The NBA playoff race is what, 9 games left in the regular season?
Yep. Some people got 7.
Yeah, some people ain't got a lot. How you feel about the East so far, man?
Well, looking like it's all about Boston. Miami was looking good. They on the slide. And Boston on the way up, man. Bro, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown been kicking ass lately. They've been kicking ass.
I think they 13-2 since the All-Star break.
Yeah, the Bucks have been up and down. Like, everybody's had their up and down. Like, we started off good. We've been sliding. The Bucks been up and down. The Heat's been going down lately. Shit, bro. Right now, you gotta say Boston looking like they're trying to take the East right now, the way they're looking. The God.
I think, man, Boston being number one coming from like 7 is wild.
Yeah, but it's the East. It's the East. Never know.
How you feel about the Eastern Conference right now in the playoff race?
So it's volatile. It reminds me of the West, what the West used to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not much room for error at the top. You know what I'm saying? I think I think 1-4 is a game and a half, I do believe. I don't know if that shrunk. But I think every team is a game and a half of each other. So depending on what happens through the next 7 or 6 games left in the season for each team. Mm-hmm. Depending on what happens there, we'll get a number one seed. But let me keep it real with the news with Kyrie. I wouldn't necessarily want to be a number one seed.
that's a fact.
especially if there's any way that Ben could play. I know shit looks dire when it comes to that, but shit was dire when it came to Kyrie, so I wouldn't be too surprised if Ben comes back with 2 games left, you know what I'm saying, in the season, just to get him some run, and then to give him like 20-30 minutes a night in the playoffs, because that's all they really need from both. They don't really need him to play 40. They got a good squad. Andre Drummond's giving you 15-10. Nobody expected that. Seth Curry has become a lethal shooter for them. Patty Mills has kind of been in the slump a little bit because I think he's trying to adjust to his role because now he doesn't get as many shots as he could before. But I think all of that shit will gel in the playoffs, to be honest with you. My only thing is I'm waiting to see what happens with Ben. That's the key to the Eastern Conference and what's going on, to be honest with you. Because if Ben could play.
Because they haven't ruled him out, right?
No, they didn't rule him out indefinitely. That's the point. Like, he had a setback. He had the epidural. Now they're seeing where things go from here. I don't know if he started on-court activity yet. They haven't really said. I haven't looked. They usually give a Ben update at least once a day. But it is what it is. Boston looks scary as fuck. Because they good offensively and defensively. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are fitting together. Nobody thought that was going to happen, but they're showing that they can play together. Marcus Smart should be a defensive player of the year candidate. We'll see, yo. We'll see.
Marcus, how you feel about your Bulls, man? Like, what's one and done, or they make it to the second round, bro?
If we're going against the Bucks, one and done. Nobody to guard Giannis. There's just nothing we can do with Giannis. Bro, we had a moment. We just played them last week, bro. Giannis ran through Tristan Thompson like he wasn't even there and just dunked all over. And then it was like, who else do we have to put on him? You know what I'm saying? Nobody. We don't have nobody to stop that. So that's 50 a night. So, yeah, we probably one and done right now. You know what I'm saying? We need more depth. You know what I'm saying? We ain't really got a lot of depth behind Zach LaVine and DeMar. That's pretty much it. So.
Lonzo's still out.
Yeah, Zoe's still out. Zoe hadn't been responding. Patrick Williams back yet? Yeah, he's been back for a couple of games. He's been playing, you know, just sparingly a few minutes here and there. Coming off the bench, but we do miss Zoe. I'm not going to lie. We miss Zoe, but there's really no excuse to be losing a lot of the games that we miss. Nobody, like, just if it's like when Zoe's not there, nobody plays defense at all. Caruso, and that's it. So I don't see us really doing much in the playoffs, not too much.
Yeah, I think the East is going to be interesting. Boston, coming from December when they was 7th or 8th, battling to be in the play-in, bro, and going on this run that they're going on, their defense being at all time. And I think that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, when they was talking about one of them getting traded, and they was mostly talking about Jaylen Brown, could be traded. I think they just lit a fire under them niggas, and they just been playing lights out since, bro.
They've been killing shit. Jason Tatum been having these killer games where he's just going off, and it looks scary. But I mean, we seen it, but I guess we haven't seen it to this degree because Boston wasn't number one. But we seen them have seasons like this. We just got to see what they do in the playoffs, see if it translates. Because I'm telling you, bro, Brooklyn down there at the 8th spot, that's dangerous, bro. That's fucking dangerous, my nigga. Do you understand what that is at the 8th spot? Kyrie and KD at the... That's sick. That's sick.
And out west, how y'all feel about the Grizzlies, bro? Grizzlies look like they playing the best ball out west right now.
Not true.
Grizzlies and...
Phoenix is playing good ball. They've been pretty consistent. Even before Chris Paul came back, they were still winning. So, I got to say, Phoenix has been playing the best ball out. But Memphis has been killing shit too, man. Like, even without Ja, they've been killing shit, which I don't understand because Ja keep doing this shit where he's dancing in, like, pregame, but they say he got a knee injury. I don't know.
He is resting for the playoffs. Don't be fooled. Niggas resting for the playoffs.
Who's resting?
I can tell.
Ja
Morant. They said he had a knee injury, but he was doing the tootsie roll in the beginning of some game the other day.
Not the tootsie roll, but yeah.
But yeah, them niggas been bothering, man. Desmond Bane, breakout season, the man averaging damn near 20.
Most improved?
And Jalen. Talking about for Desmond?
Yeah, him
I don't know about this.
It didn't.
I don't know. Hell, I had to think about it because I had to think about who was going to be in that category. But Triple J, though, has been the biggest surprise. He's been the big key. Everybody's been saying, like, if he don't do shit, Memphis can't really go nowhere. And he been hooping his ass off this year. Can't lie, man. Big game.
Wouldn't you give DeMar DeRozan the most improved if he can't win MVP?
Nah, because it's DeMar DeRozan. He's been an all-star. He's been...
I don't give a fuck about that. He never cooked the way he cooked this year.
Nah, yeah, I get it. Yeah, this is a different DeMar. I get it.
But nah, I wouldn't see DeMar as most improved.
It's an award. If he can't win MVP...
I've actually been thinking about Jordan Poole lately, bro, but I don't know, bro. It's some other people. But Jordan Poole and Golden State, though, that the season he's been having, because he's been having the opportunities between Klay being out for a while and now Steph out.
Steph being out.
Ain't Klay Poole a sixth man, though?
I mean, he was starting most of the season.
He's been starting. Hell, they've been starting the three of them in the lineup, Steph, Klay, and Jordan Poole.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'll see. Y'all think the Lakers going to make the playoffs? They 10th now.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but it's going to be hilarious to watch them try.
I know Bron hurt his ankle yesterday. So, it depends on Bron. If Bron's tired of the bullshit, if I was Bron, I'd shut it down. Because it's starting to remind me of the year Kobe tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
Where it's like, bro, you're not really playing for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know you're not going to make the playoffs and shit like that. And you got all these minutes on your body, and you up the year 19. If I'm Bron, I shut it down, bro. It's enough.
Hey, Dish, you better watch out. You might get what you asking for. You keep talking now. Brooklyn might just clip Boston first round.
Yeah, but they're gonna go off for that 50-point Tatum had the last time they faced. It's all right, though. Y'all niggas better hope Ben don't play because all that shit getting shut down.
That's going to be scary with Ben out there running around and he don't have to score. God damn.
This nigga just got all that energy on defense. And then just to catch your boy, run a fast break, and then you got KD and Kyrie on the wing, and then you got Andre Drummond running straight to the – man, look, stop.
That's so nasty, bro. That is sick.
That's sick,
bro. Let's see.
Stop.
But right now, well, I ain't gonna say it right now. Let's
see. Hold on, Gerard. Wait, hold on, Gerard. Before, hold on. What you got Denver doing?
All right.
Damn, I shouldn't ask this nigga.
Nah. I think it's gonna be a repeat of last year, bro. I think. We get to the second round.
We
get to the second round.
Second round,
even.
If the playoffs ended today, who are you playing?
Golden State.
Man, you niggas is dead fucking meat. I'm out of here. I'm out. Man, get the
Where you go, Malik? Come back. I mean, I'm not afraid of Golden State. I think we can beat Golden State.
Why?
Because they ain't been playing good. You see how they been playing lately? They're playing like trash. That's with Steph, Dre, and Klay.
You realize you niggas You niggas. I ain't saying they beat. I ain't talking about anybody else. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about Denver. The Denver Nuggets is who I'm talking about. You niggas ain't beating Golden State four times. You do know that.
Yeah, I think we can beat them four times.
Man, you high as a kite. You high. Malik ain't even came back. Look what you did. You ran Malik off.
Hit me all right, man.
This nigga said Golden State. Man, this nigga crazy. I ain't crazy. So what y'all gonna do with Steph, bro? No, wait. Is Jamal Murray even gonna be back for the playoffs?
The man, look, he hasn't been cleared, bro. They sent him to the G League, and the nigga ain't even playing. Like, I don't even know why they sent him. And Coach Malone said that he wasn't nowhere close to being back. So I don't know what the fuck going on. I don't know if they joking the around. Like, I don't know.
All right, so you still ain't got no Jamal Murray, and you sitting here telling me y'all can beat Golden State in a 7-game series with Jokic
Denver and six.
Denver. All right. So what's the next topic?
Hey, don't do that. But that was it, man. I gotta get ready. You know, I gotta get ready to dip. I gotta get
to the game. That's right. Shout out to Brent. You say Brent had a game or Bryce?
Brent got a baseball game. Finna head there now. And shout out to Braylon, because Braylon qualified for district track this year. So
shout out to the kids.
400 meter, 200 meter, you know, for the district.
We're going to see
what's popping.
Man, good luck to him.
So, but y'all got any positive words before we get out of here?
Smoke weed and stay prayed up.
Let's see. Gerard, go first. I know you got one.
Oh, man. Just take every day and try to be better than the day before, man. Like, just do whatever make you happy, bro. For real, for real.
Shit in your life may be difficult with people, but always respect your boundaries and never let them shits get crossed. It's not worth losing yourself. That's what I got. I don't feel like elaborating. That's what I got. You smart, you understand.
All right, man. All right, so y'all know, follow us on all streaming platforms. Tomorrow gonna be a big drop day. It's 3 podcasts dropping tomorrow. Fight Night drop tomorrow. This pod to be on there tomorrow. And my boy Malik with the artist spotlight will be dropping tomorrow. So we've been the flood.
Shout out to Malik and Corey too for Fight Night. That was a dope episode.
Yeah, that was a really, really good episode. It's one of the best ones that we had, if not the best, to be honest with you.
So y'all make sure y'all be ready. Go stream all that shit. This week, please stream it. We working. That's all I got for y'all, man. Y'all know we all over the place, all over the streaming platforms, man. Spotify, YouTube, Google.
Yeah, I watched this on Spotify yesterday, to be honest. Shit's lit.
Dope seeing yourself on cam, man.
Nah. It's dope us seeing us roasting you while we on camera.
Hey, but y'all be easy. I know this fine as it, man. Y'all be.
I am.